بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كتاب الدعوات. This is the next chapter after doing various du'as of various occasions. Now generally this is the kitab on du'as, the importance of du'as and various du'as which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had made. Allah in various ayat, as we will read, commands us to make du'a. In the hadith we are taught one very important point, that ad-du'a'u mukhul ibadah. Du'a is the very marrow of ibadat, the very substance and the object by what a person should reach to by ibadat, is that he falls into making du'a to Allah Ta'ala. And this is also a thermometer to gauge our level of iman, how much du'a do we make. And this du'a is not just a formality, like after Farz Namaz, many times we just pick up our hands, but our thoughts are everywhere else. We are not concentrating at all. Whether we are lifting up our hands or not, whether it is tahajjud, or whether we are in the masjid, or whether we are driving in the car, walking, working, but our heart is connected with Allah and we are begging of Him for something. That is dua, that connection with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And our ibadat is to take us to that point that we realize we are the abd, the servants, the slaves of Allah, and we have no power to do anything, even ourselves, and that anyone else also has got no power. Power is only with Allah. And therefore it comes in the hadith also that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, if the lace of your shoe breaks, then make dua to Allah ta'ala. Even that we must not feel, I can manage it. I got so much, my bank balance is so much, what is it for me to go and buy a pair of laces? And I can replace them. Even that we must turn to Allah and make dua to Him. So that is abdiyat, that must come into a person. قال الله تعالى الله تبارك وتعالى says وقال ربكم ادعوني استجيب لكم. Allah says, make dua to me, ask of me your needs, I will answer your needs and I will fulfill your needs. So though Allah Ta'ala, he has created us and He has promised that He will look after us, but it is a sign of the slave of Allah that he begs of Allah Ta'ala. So for every need of ours we should beg of Him. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى اُدْعُوا رَبَّكُمْ تَذَرَّعًا وَخُفْيًا. Yeah, in this ayat Allah Ta'ala gives us the adab and etiquette of making dua. Call upon Allah, make dua to Him. تَذَرَّعًا وَخُفْيًا, with humility and humbleness, and in a secret way, in a very, very hidden way. In other words, the real dua is that which comes from your heart. And with the total humility that I have got nothing. How, and we learn this lesson from a child when it wants something from its mother, how it begs the mother, how it runs around the mother, how at every instance it turns to the mother, how sometimes it makes what promises to the mother, I'll do this, give me this, what I want. Like that we should be turning to Allah Ta'ala and begging of Him like that, like through humble slaves that we got nowhere else to go but only to Allah Ta'ala. Innahu la yuhibbul mu'tadin. Together with that, Allah Ta'ala said, Allah does not like those people who transgress the bounds. So don't go screaming to Allah in your making your dua. The best dua is the one that is done silently. Even for the imam, that he makes the dua silently, and everyone makes his own dua silently. And making dua like in a sing-song way, and the whole community gets very happy that a very nice dua, and everyone joins in chorus also. Now don't go beyond the limits. Keep to the limits of dua, and that is turning sincerely from your heart to Allah Ta'ala. In another ayat Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. And when my servants ask about me, that where am I, then tell them that I am close. This was the actual occasion when the Sahaba asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if Allah is near us, then we will make dua softly. and Allah will hear us. If He is far from us, then we will make dua loudly. On that, this ayat was revealed that Allah is very close to you. In other words, make your dua softly and make it directly to Him. He is more closer to you than your jugular vein, and He will listen to your dua. Ujibu da'wat da'i idha da'an. I answer the supplications, the duas of the person who makes dua to me whenever he makes dua. And a person, not only when he's helpless, when he has now his own resources, his own connections have failed him, doctors have failed him, lawyers have failed him, his friends, the bank has failed him, now he finds no recourse, the amils have failed him, then he says only there is Allah. Now he turns to Allah. No, a person should right at the beginning turn to Allah Ta'ala. We are not stopped from using asbab, and the true tawakkul and dua is that we use the means which are permissible, but our heart's yaqeen is that Allah alone is the doer, and we turn only to Allah Ta'ala alone. Amma yujibu al-muttarra idha da'ahu. Allah says, who is it that answers the call of that helpless person when he calls upon him? Wa yakshifu su', and he removes all the harms and difficulties that you have. When you have problems and now you find nobody is standing with you, you're standing all on your own, there is no help coming from any source, and you turn sincerely to Allah, Allah say, who is it that helped you at that time? As also Allah explains that when a ship is at sea and it's going to be sinking, the waves are hitting it from one side to the other, the winds are turning it around, at that time they turn to Allah. Who is it then that helps them at that time? It is only Allah. So under all circumstances we must know Allah alone is the doer, and the measure of that yaqeen is our dua. Then we will automatically beg and make dua to Allah Ta'ala. وعن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. حضرت نعمان بن بشير رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said الدعاء هو العبادة. Dua is ibadat. That is the actual essence and substance of ibadat. And that is where ibadat must take us to, that we not only put our head down on the ground in sajda, but that realization, my brains can't help me. Not only that we left our big businesses and we came for our namaz with jamaat, but we realize my business can't do anything for me, my shuma Allah will do it for me. I must turn to Him. In everything, five times namaz must remind us, whatever we are occupied in, that is not going to help us. Turning to Allah and coming to His house is going to help me. So this reality of dua, which is a very important aspect in our lives, and perhaps many of us are also quite negligent. We don't allocate time for dua. Just after Faraz Namaz, as a formality, we pick up our hands. But how many of us, and whether we pick up our hands or not, but the heart be turned to Allah and begging of Allah that He fulfills our need. Whether we are going shopping also, and then, oh Allah, You fulfill my needs. Otherwise, the shops may not have the goods, or you might not, your credit card might not be working, or your cash, you have lost it. Anything can happen. Only Allah can fulfill the needs. You could have bought the items, and then they could have got stolen. And in the process, you could have got hurt also in that when they stole your goods. So it's only Allah. So that yaqeen, that Allah alone is the doer. We bought a brand new motor car. We want to go somewhere. The car is filled with petrol, but don't have yaqeen on that car. Only if Allah can take you. You can meet up with an accident. You can get hijacked. Anything can happen. It's only Allah that can take you. So that full yaqeen, and that must be in the heart all the time. And this also can be measured, how much we say insha'Allah, which is also a great dua. We just make all our plans and make our resolutions, but no insha'Allah. So Allah is nowhere, does not feature anywhere in our plans. We are the controllers of our plans, and we are the bosses of what we want to do. Allah has got no share. So we should see how much of insha'Allah is in our lives also and on our tongues. وآخر دعوانا